Well, I thought this would be a good week to talk about special teams in the Denver game. And first play we'll look at is the our first punt of the game. And down at the bottom of the screen, Slater's getting double teamed on the vise. Up at the top of the screen, John Jones is singled. And so he'll be a first guy in on the play. Nate Ebner, the personal protector here, is going to get double teamed as well. And that's going to allow Hollister to come free. So after the punt, could see what happens here. We've got the double team on Ebner right there, double team on Slater right there, but the two guys that are singled, well, Jones is singled and Hollister's free, they're the ones now that have to come through and make the play. Denver's elected to double team two of our best players, but that's freed up two other guys. So Jones is the first guy down, makes a hit on McKenzie, and then Hollister's right there to recover the fumble. So it's a good example of good team play, good team punt coverage. They can't double everybody. If they decide to, in this case, double Ebner right there, which is pretty unusual. You usually don't see that player get double teamed like that, but they get him. But the cost of that is Hollister coming downfield unblocked, Jones making a hit, Hollister on the recovery. Big play to start the game off, put us in good field position, and you know, we're able to get the early lead. Next play is this is a return, the only return we had in the game. All the rest of them were touchbacks. Most of the time, these kickoff returns start with the double team block. So here's the double team block right here. And then the circle is Batamosi taking the fold over player. So they're trying to run a twist here between the what we would call the two and the three and the four. The four comes outside, the three goes inside. Batamosi does a good job of tracking him across the ball and knocking him outside. Here's the wedge. This is James Devlin and Dwayne Allen in the wedge. So they're two for two on the wedge. Slater seals the backside. And so right here we have, again, kind of the whole backside here sealed. And now Dion's got a good running lane. It's him and the kicker. Does a really good job here of beating the kicker, keeping his balance. Stays in bounds here. Booker pushes him out, tries to push him out. But, you know, really good job finishing the run by Dion. Excellent blocking. Same play from the end zone. Again, the key on the play is the double team here on the three. And then the four, who's going to start to cover down his lane, but then he's going to try to fold back to the outside. And then Batamosi really makes the play on him to separate the coverage. So kick to the corner. Dion does a good job of the ball handling. Good clean ball handling. Again, here's the double team. Batamosi. So Batamosi tracks here. Dwayne Allen on the wedge here. James Devlin on the wedge here. And Slater sealing on the backside here. And there's the running game, running lane. Very well executed all the way across the board. And a lot of great blocks here on the backside. Ebner, Trevor Riley, again, strong double team block there really, really opens up the alley. So you want to try to get the runner into space. Dion, now it's up to him. He's got to make some yards on his own. He does. Breaks one tackle, outruns another one. 103-yard kickoff return. Good play by Dion. Good play by the other 10 guys to get him started. Really, big play in the game. Change of momentum back after that field goal. The punt block by Burkhead came off a return look. So we only have six players in the box here. We have a double team up here on the top on the gunner and double team down here on the bottom on the gunner. And kind of making it look like it's going to be a return. But then we rush off the return. Rex gets a really good jump off the ball, as does Bolden coming off the edge. You can see how quickly they get off the ball and then, turn the corner there and, able to get to the block point. Usually I don't see a block punt off a six-man front. Again, the idea is to kind of get the punt team to think that, you're going to set up a return and get off in coverage. We had a little twist going here. And so when Ebner loops around, Carter, who's the, this player right here, who's initially blocking Burkhead, when Ebner loops around, He gets a little confused on the protection and comes off of Ebner, or comes off of Burkhead to take Ebner. And then, you know, Rex does a good job right here dropping his pads and getting to the block point, making a good clean block. This was a, you know, good physical play, one that we always like to see from our coverage units. Once again, Steve gives us a good kick, and they put McKenzie back to return this kickoff. Trying to run a middle return here to, you know, get some field position right at the end of the half, maybe get down and kick a field goal. Trevor Riley puts exclamation point on that. He comes in and does a nice job of using his hands, separating off the block, and making a hit there on McKenzie on the 15-yard line. Really a big hit. So, same play here from the end zone. I can kind of see how it shapes up. This is, again, Riley over here at the 3 on the left-hand side of the screen as we look at it. The 4, rather. Right here on the left-hand side. Here's Trevor Riley on at the 4 on the left-hand side of the screen as we look at it. So coming right down the numbers. And so there's the ball. Tracking the ball right here. His blocker kind of oversets him a little bit to the outside. Trevor uses his hands, sheds the block, and makes the hit. Great form tackle. Good wrap up. Good way to end the half. So, it's a great job by our special teams, and as well as our offense and defense against the Broncos, but we certainly got a lot of big plays out of these units, and, you know, these guys work hard. They really deserve the success they have.